You're listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
I always relate what's going on in Charlotte to what I am experiencing in my business. You know, I list and sell, and I work with buyers and sellers. Yes, I am the broker in charge of the South office, and Mike is up the North. I relate to what's actually happening. Of course, I absolutely watch the rankings, and I pay attention to that too. Whether it's Money Magazine or other resources for rankings for millennials, retireds, what have you. But I always come back to, what am I seeing on the ground? And it's very interesting, not only, you know, with having a lot of, we touched on it last time, a lot of millennials that are finishing up school and deciding to make Charlotte home to start their careers. But on the other hand, I am getting, I would say, an increased amount of buyer and seller clients, or I should say buyer clients rather, that are identifying Charlotte as where they want to retire to. And I think a lot of that is from, there's already a solid base. You know, we're maybe approaching 1.2 million as a metro area for population. And these folks that are living here, they have, you know, they've made homes here, and parents are maybe moving from up north or out west, and they want to be closer to grandchildren. They want a nice climate. Maybe, you know, there may be some folks are still opting for Florida, but Charlotte, we have all of our seasons. They can be close to grandchildren. We have nice restaurants. We have plenty of entertainment. We have a lot of golf courses and tennis facilities, which, you know, many of the active retired adults that I've helped in real estate transactions tend to gravitate to. I would like to see more of the active retired communities come online. I think that there's absolutely a need, and we're starting to see more, and that there's certainly a trend where that's increasing. But no question, I see it on the ground, so I could speak to Charlotte as becoming a destination for retired folks.
Yeah, so in Huntersville, Lake Norman area as a region, and the whole metro Charlotte area, it's obviously growing, and there's some growing pains that are associated with that as we're figuring out our way. Huntersville, the common joke is, if we had a town flower, it would be the orange barrel. That would be our town flower, and it's going to be that way for probably some time. We've got the toll road. It's going to alleviate traffic, and there's lots of conversation around that. The reality is there are a lot of folks that are moving to the area, and Lake Norman as a whole used to be a recreational lake. People and corporate execs would go down, the weekends. They didn't have homes there. And I saw one article years ago that said you could buy some dirt on Lake Norman for $1,000 on the water. I mean, these days the dirt is $500,000. If you want a decent lot, it's incredible what things have changed, but now it's become a destination. You don't necessarily have to come into Charlotte if you want entertainment, or you want things to do, or you want a brewery, or you want good restaurants, or you want family-friendly events. There's Birkdale Village, and there's the lake itself and all the recreation that goes along with that. There's so many great neighborhoods that encompass it. And that community of people, they are progressive, and they are changing the mix. And it's not just this old town, Cornelius, Huntersville. Although some of that still exists, it hasn't lost its flavor from that perspective. There's still some spirited discussions from some of the, quote, old timers that have been around these towns for a really long time.
That maybe folks are a little resistant to change and development. Yeah. I mean, that's,
yeah.
And that's any true. Any growing city, you're going to experience
you're going to have that. Yep. So that's from my perspective up at the lake.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the one tie I would add to this is you said millennials and active adults and Scott touched on this as well. The active adults, the parents want to be close to their millennials. So it's an attractive combination for the two, being close to grandchildren. And again, you cannot deny geography. I've traveled all over this country, and like I said earlier, as many great things as I pick out of each city that I visit, again, you just, it's, you're hard pressed to find a better package when you put it all in the blender and spend it and pour that out on the table. I mean, again, geography, cost of living, proximity to mountains, you know, as I joke with my West Coast friends, yeah, we don't have majestic mountains and we don't have incredible Malibu beaches, but bang for your buck, I'll take Blowing Rock and Hilton Head over the cost of living in San Francisco to have that, you know? So, and again, too, other than the occasional tropical storm, or, I mean, even from a natural disaster perspective, right? I mean, we're pretty insulated, you know, even in those circumstances. I mean, we don't deal with a lot of wildfires. We don't deal, you know, again, the occasional 1989, I'll never forget it, Hugo, but, you know, look how, you know, long that's been. So again, you know, it's when you really step back and put it all together, man, it's really hard to not be attracted to it. If you're looking for, you know, a place to live, you know, literally live, not to be able to say you lived, or, you know, again, because it's not, I mean, let's be honest, it's not sexy, right? I mean, Charlotte, right? I mean, it's, we're not at that point yet, is what I'm saying. You come here to live and to work and to be a part of a community. You don't come because it's, you know, oh yeah, I'm moving to Manhattan, you know, oh, I'm moving to, you know, San Francisco, you know, and again, they've earned those rights in those cities to have that, but This is more of purpose, Charlotte.
Well, there's a yin and a yang to all that stuff, right?
Exactly.
It's like, you know, as you said about Manhattan or San Fran or anybody like that, they've earned the right to say, ooh, I'm moving to San Francisco or Manhattan. And like, ooh, there's some up and some down
right.
to that.
That's right. We've served clients from both.
Yep.
And they enjoyed it at some point, but the folks that relocate from those areas to Charlotte absolutely love Charlotte and everything Charlotte has.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different. It's like comparing, you know, apples to oranges. It's what are you looking for? You know, certainly cost of living is much less in Charlotte than those two areas. And really, you know, Amazon, they've clued into this being Charlotte, putting Charlotte on the list and probably towards the upper end of the list. They're taking into consideration all these factors as well in determining what city they eventually select.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you can't, I mean, again, fifth largest airport, you know, I mean, again, if you really sit down and make the list, you know, it becomes very clear. And that's what I try to do with my clients, especially my relocating clients, is kind of open their eyes to, you know, it's not coincidence we're positioned and where we are, right? It has been great planning. And yes, we are going to have our growing pains. I recently read an article that said, you know, we're basically at 30% of our capacity if you compare us to our big brother, like, you know, Atlanta. You know, we're always the little brother of Atlanta and kind of looked at that way. And it's like, well, if you take Charlotte and compare it to Atlanta, we're only at 30% of our capacity, which, by the way, was a huge part of my decision-making process to get in the real estate business. Because when I hear that, I hear opportunity. And again, if you, I think it was in Charlotte Agenda, if you do a density map study, which they had posted on there, you realize there's still a lot of green buildable space in Mecklenburg County. You know, now, yeah, it's not Myers Park, Cotswold, Eastover, and those neighborhoods, but there is still a lot of buildable space. And when you look at some of those perspectives, it becomes glaringly apparent that, again, hopefully with good, solid urban planning, infrastructure that can keep up.
Smart growth.
Absolutely. I think you're going to see the upside is still there and tremendous. And then that's only going to impact our surrounding counties as that process builds out.
Right. And Mike, I'll ask you about that, about those surrounding counties. I mean, since you grew up here, when you leave town and somebody says, oh, hey, where are you from? You may not be from Charlotte. You may just reference Charlotte, but from my perspective, it feels like folks are willing to say it because they want to own some of it. Maybe in the literal and figurative sense, but how have you seen that change over the decades that folks are... I mean, we talked about that, or maybe it was Kevin and I talking about that, the 704 as a brand and how Charlotte is embracing what it owns. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I grew up inner city Charlotte, so my perspective was always boots on the ground, like in the city, and where Midtown Mall was, you know, Eastland Mall was, some of these like iconic places that you would go to. And there's some remnants still of those iconic places as we still continue to grow that keeps that flavor. The outlying counties, I think there's a lot of people that will say, yeah, I'm from Charlotte. And then when you talk to them a little more, they're Union County, you know, or they're Iredell County. So I think a lot of folks claim the city because that's the most obvious reference point.
Yeah. And I'll add to that, being a kid that was, I grew up in Mint Hill. So I didn't have as much urban life, especially back in the 80s and 90s. I mean, this is pre-485, right? I mean, my neighborhood literally was developed out of a soybean field. So, and going to Independence High School, we were the country kids, you know, everybody gave us heck about that. And now, ironically, again, to speak to the sprawl, you know, I mean, Mint Hill is just a community within the Beltway. And again, when I was a kid, it was an intentional task to go up Lawyers Road, up Albemarle Road, onto Independence and into the city. And quite honestly, there really wasn't a lot to draw us in there when I was a kid. I mean, Charlotte Uptown was a place to work and go home at the end of the day. I mean, my father worked up there his whole life, and there wasn't. I mean, we didn't have a lot to do in Uptown. I mean, you had Hornets on Tivola, you had the Knights out in Fort Mill. Yeah. So again, you know, but to answer your question of having a part of it, I think we all benefit. If you isolate any of these communities or towns away from Charlotte, take them to the out east, you know, 3.5 hours away from anything, they're going to be in the same position that those towns are in and struggling to identify industry that's left and things like that. So, I mean, I think that comes with the ownership and the pride and even things as trivial as it sounds as the Panthers. I mean, it's when we have collective things that bring us together to cheer for and that camaraderie. I think it does bring Cabarrus County and Iredell County and really, honestly, even the upstate of South Carolina into the fray. So I think a lot of those parts of our growth bring us into that.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at areas of growth that are in these outlying areas of Charlotte, for me, what comes to mind is absolutely Huntersville, Cornelius, Mooresville. More and more people are finding those areas, identifying that as, you know, what they determine to be Charlotte, because certainly it is Metro Charlotte, but yet they can have what they want. In direct comparison, let's just assume, you know, I'll just give the example of folks that are coming in from other areas where they may have experienced a whole nother level of traffic, where we look at traffic, or I'm sure Mike and Kevin in particular, and I do too, I've been here for 22 years, almost 23 years, so I've also seen a lot of change here in Charlotte, but when we look at our experience for what traffic is now in relation to what it may have been for you, Kevin, on Independence 20 years ago or what have you, it's changed dramatically. But folks that have a different perspective, Atlanta, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, New York, when I bring them in and they see our traffic, they have no problem with it. Right. It's all about perspective.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte real estate at pridemoreproperties.com.